Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through this important season of the church year, the season of Lent, this penitential season, a season when we help one another get serious about our battle against sin. That's really at the core of it. But that battle is for a larger purpose. The larger purpose is to be more conformed to the person of Jesus. And it's not just something we will on our own strength alone. The Lord is here. The Lord's in our corner. He's here ready to help us. He doesn't come to condemn us. He doesn't stand off disappointed, upset, and angry about the reality of sin in our lives. He knows us better than we do. Like a priest friend of mine once said to me when I was discouraged about having fallen into a sin that I had fallen into before and I was struggling, and I just couldn't lay hold of the fact that Jesus wasn't condemning me in the process, you know? And one of the things this priest said to me was, I was being a little too scrupulous at the time, and the priest was saying to me, he said, "Peter, you have to realize something. The one thing you're never going to hear from Jesus is, 'Peter, I can't believe you did that.'" And I thought, yeah, that's really true. I mean, Jesus came, as we've been talking about this whole week, and as Paul the Apostle, all the apostles preached, Jesus came to die for our sins in accordance with the scripture. He came and made the ultimate sacrifice because he knew the ultimate battle that was going on in our lives. He knows our hearts. He knows our frame. He knows our weakness. And he's come to rescue us, not to condemn us. That really helps. When you get that into your heart in this battle against sin and getting serious about it, it's crucial to understand that Jesus is for you, that Jesus is in your corner, that he's come for you because he loves you radically, totally, and he expresses it to each one of us on the cross. And he's come to take away, he didn't just generically deal with sin, he did, but he also comes to deal with the specific sins in each one of our lives. He comes to help us move from darkness to light, move from slavery to freedom, move from sin, which is a form of slavery, to freedom, to live the way the Father has made us to live when he created us, when we were first in his thoughts and in his heart. And Jesus can see that. Jesus can see where we're going, and he's going to bring us there. And that's our hope. That's the source of our confidence, that the Lord himself, through the gift and power of the Holy Spirit, is at work in us, leading us to that ultimate destiny. The only problem is if we don't see it ourselves and we don't take it seriously and we don't do the work of cooperating with the Lord. This is an amazing season that's meant to lead to joy, not just to discouragement or drudgery. It's difficult on the flesh, and it's a good thing. You know, the disciplines of Lent, fasting, abstaining, you know, almsgiving, service of the poor, extra prayer, all that stuff. We're grooved. We have the habit patterns of our lives that often are ordered to our own personal comfort and a schedule that we can control in the way that we want to. But Lent is a time it kind of disrupts that because we're being called away by the Lord like he went away in the desert to create in our daily life moments of being in the desert with Jesus, giving up a meal, fasting a whole day, maybe fasting a whole week under good spiritual direction, if you've never done it before, putting aside distractions, fasting from the phone and social media, fasting from television and entertainment, fasting from going out every night to eat and just simply entertaining ourselves, fasting from maybe too much alcohol, just saying no to it, not because it's bad necessarily. Maybe it is, and it's how it's at work in your own life, but just saying no to things that our flesh loves, the heaven, we just count on and lean on. We want to set aside those things in freedom, in the power of the Holy Spirit, because we want to lean on the Lord. We want to set aside distractions in this season and get dialed in and focus in on him and make space in our lives, in our heart and mind, to make space for the Lord to come, to speak, to get quiet so that we can actually hear him. Because believe it or not, friend, the Holy Spirit in you wants to teach you from within. He wants you to be able to hear his voice as that happens in the Spirit. Our spirit being touched by the Spirit of God, as Paul says so beautifully in Romans chapter 8. You know, the Spirit of God preaches essentially to our spirit, teaches us about God's love and that God is our Father, that Jesus is our loving Savior, and to get moved into that place that Jesus abided in, that Jesus lived in, was in his Father's love. That's where Jesus wants us to get. He wants your life and mine to be as fruitful as it can possibly be in this world, to bear the kind of fruit that will last forever into eternity. And that's fruit that comes from love. It comes from living in God's love. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. The branch abides in the vine and it lives off the sap that flows from the vine into the branch. And Jesus wants your branch, my life, your life, to flourish, to grow. And so Lent is a time in which all the stuff that stands in the way, that blocks the flow of Christ's love into us, that we get after them with the Lord's help, and we do something, we take action to cooperate with God's work so we can subdue those drives and put away sin and walk more fully in the Lord's plan and purpose. And so I've been reflecting on a few passages this week, 1 Corinthians 15, St. Paul talking to the Corinthian community about the importance of the resurrection, but saying to them, I'm going to remind you now of what was given to me, what I received and what I passed on to you and you initially received and you stand in. And that's the message, the terms with which I preach the gospel to you, the clarity with which I presented to you the fundamental elements of the gospel. And it's this gospel, he said, this good news about Jesus that saves you. And Paul said, I want to remind you of it. And he said, I want to begin with what's of first importance. He put it this way. The first thing he mentions is that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God, which is within me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Paul reminds them, as they're confused about the resurrection, some people are teaching falsely against the resurrection from the dead, Paul goes back and says, look, let's start at the beginning. I want to give you the fundamentals that I received directly from the Lord, he says at another place, I think in Galatians or something. And we know that from his encounter with the Lord on the road to Damascus. He met the risen Christ, the glorified Jesus Christ, and he understood what happened. The Lord downloaded to him so much that transformed and changed his life. And right from the beginning, Paul received from the Lord that Christ came to die for our sins. It's something that in this season, at least the beginning of the season, I don't think we can think about too much. The reason the church is dead serious about this season of Lent and why it's so important is because when she's healthy, when the church is healthy, when she's her best self, she looks at sin the way Jesus looked at sin. She understands the horror of it, how deadly it is, how profoundly, even as the saints say, it's kind of shocking sometimes to read the saints, brothers and sisters, even venial sins are a horror to them. They get to the point where things that might have been habits or behaviors they maybe didn't think twice about it at a certain point in their life, they got to the point in their life where they saw with the eyes of Jesus, with the eyes of God, that at the root of every sin is a rejection of God, is a big no to God, whether we see it that way or not. And it's very self-destructive. Spiritually serious sin kills the life of God within us and ultimately steals our salvation. We end up, if we die in that sin, we die separated from God. We end up in hell forever. Jesus warned against it many, many, many times. So he came not just to warn us, which he did. It's a great, we'll do this before the Lenten season's over, look at some of the warnings Jesus himself gives us. It's very sobering to see how strongly Jesus spoke not only to the religious leaders, but to everybody. And we'll hopefully, as we make our way through this season, part of the grace of it is to get real about sin and to grasp it the way Jesus grasps it. And so it puts the right kind of healthy fear of God in us, and we start making war more seriously against sin, and we get real about the certain sins that we have in our lives that we've created an affection for, that we don't think we can live without. It's very important. We have to be detached from those, and we need the Lord's help to do it. But so Paul's talking about what he first received, what he'd heard from the beginning. And the other apostles say the same thing, even going back to Acts chapter 2, the very first homily that was ever preached by the first pope, Peter, as he came out of the upper room. At the climax of that preaching, in which he talked about the fact that Jesus died for our sin, that he was raised from the dead, that death could not hold him down, that he was alive, he goes on to say this: Jesus' entire coming has led to the reality that the Father has now made Jesus Lord and Christ. All power and authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. The destiny of the human race is in the hands of Jesus. Jesus is the one who sees perfectly the human condition, and he's the only one who has the antidote for that condition. He's Lord, and he will be the one to come to judge the living and the dead. And he will be the one who'll shed the light into every human heart and expose the reality of how we responded to the offer of mercy through the gospel. And he's the Messiah. He's Lord in Christ. Christ means Messiah. He's the one filled with the Spirit. So Peter preaches this in verse 32 of Acts chapter 2. He said, "This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you see and hear." They were seeing and hearing, those on that day, the power of the Spirit at work in them. And then this preaching of Peter says the people were cut to the heart, those who heard. And they asked Peter, "Brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said this: "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Friends, here's why the season of Lent is so important, and why the church in her wisdom brings us through this journey, because we have to come back to the beginning. We have to come back to the foundation. We have to see it as the apostles saw it, as they received it directly from Jesus. And what's of first importance for Paul? He reminded us that Jesus died for our sin. What's of first importance in the preaching of Peter on that day? Repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other words and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." There's a good, call for each one of us, an exhortation for us to take heart in the season of Lent. Let's together save ourselves from this crooked generation by repenting and turning to the Lord and having our sins forgiven and living in the power of the Spirit as children of God while we still can, friends, while we're still alive. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.